This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
Boeing's defense chief Ted Colbert said Sunday the company had learned lessons from a contract to supply the U.S. presidency with new Air Force One jets, which has cost the plane maker almost $1 billion in charges and is up to 3 years behind schedule. A new schedule for the two planes to be delivered has been pushed back to 2026 and 2027. Major League Baseball has paid off a lawsuit alleging minimum wage infractions.
The Major League Baseball has agreed to pay $185 million to current and former minor league baseball players to settle a federal class action lawsuit alleging violations of minimum wage laws. The settlement was filed Friday and is pending a judge's approval. It is considered one of the largest wage and hour class action settlements in history. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The oil price drop party has come to an end this week. Oil prices extended gains on Monday thanks to a weaker dollar and tight supplies. The gloom of a recession in the United States has not helped matters, as the Feds will probably raise interest rates again later this month. Other factors playing into the equation, the prospect of widespread COVID-19 lockdowns in China once again reducing fuel demand. Greenwood, Indiana is about a 20-minute drive south of Indianapolis. Last night, a man with a long rifle went into the mall and started shooting at a food court, taking four lives and wounding others. The shooting was stopped as soon as it was started when an armed civilian killed the shooter. Police Chief Jim Eisen with the details.
Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene, assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, there's a lot to understand in that statement that to get this country back on track. I think for the most part, certainly according to Rasmussen, 9 out of 10 now understand that America is on the wrong track. So what does it mean, first of all, that we're on the wrong track, number one? Number two, what is the right track? Well, here to talk more about that is the president and founder of American Faith, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, except I just read an article in AmericanFaith.com about how many law enforcement agents were at the school in Texas during the shooting. Have you seen this report?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read it. Yeah, go ahead.
376 law enforcement officers couldn't take down one guy. It's unbelievable.
Well, when you're starting to see the footage inside, Phil, it makes you really wonder. I mean, here we're at a point when our country is debating whether or not people should have guns. I don't know if it's a matter of guns or a matter of courage. The fact that you have law enforcement that has been trained to handle situations like this and demonstrate so poorly, you know, it's like, what were you guys taught? What were you trained, especially when you consider the numbers of people or numbers of law enforcement, numbers of guns against one guy with a gun, and they handled it. It was a systemic mess, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, it was bad enough to see them run like a bunch of chickens, you know, when they heard gunfire. But then when you saw one guy go over and use the hand sanitizer to clean up
his hands. Unbelievable. I know.
Yeah. I mean, I think they all should be charged with murder. I'll be honest with you. That's how I feel. I just feel like it was the most blatant neglect and negligent of duty and really encouraged this massacre that took place. And if I was a parent, there's got to be hundreds of lawsuits are going to come against these guys because this is a joke.
No. And Phil, in speaking of the parents, I mean, there's demonstrations right now, busloads of artifacts that are being taken, you know, around the country, some to the home of Ted Cruz, as a matter of fact, to demonstrate their point. And this is, again, it's a manifestation in part of the grief that they're feeling. I feel for that. But, you know, we have got to be able to look at this in a way that seriously addresses this issue. You cannot allow schools to be soft targets. We've known this for a long time, and it's not like schools haven't been attacked. I mean, when you go back and you Google school shootings, it goes back to 1700. You're going to tell me since 1700 we haven't learned how to harden some of these areas? And then you've got governors like Hochul in New York that lists out, I don't know, maybe a couple of dozen places where you cannot have a gun. So now she's targeted anybody that frequents or even happens to be there at the wrong time, because the shooter knows that those particular areas, it is against the law for anybody to have a gun. So now these are pronounced soft targets when time and again, Phil, the data, the science, okay, the science tells us quite clearly that this is what these shooters target. They go after these soft targets because guess what? They don't want to be shot at.
Oh, exactly. And they don't have a chance with of being shot at, apparently, with what's going on here. And I think what's behind it is there's a mindset, the same mindset that we have in L.A. County with the D.A., where there's going to be no crime, no punishment, and you put the bad guys back on the street, and then all you do is focus your attention on the wrong target. And so that's what's going on. I don't know if you have ever read any of the things from the career soldier of Sir John Glubb, pretty unusual kind of thing. He studied empires, and I know you've seen this before,
right,
but I want to bring it back up. And he talked about the common life cycles of empires. Let me just run through them really quick. First one is the age of outburst or pioneering, conquest, then the age of commerce, then affluence, then intellect. Here's number six. There's only seven, by the way. Number six is the age of decadence. I think we're there.
Yes, without a doubt.
Number seven is decline and collapse. So if we're not hanging on the edge of decadence, I don't know what is. When I see what I see, my stomach is turned by what the Biden administration is propagating and who's representing us. For example, in France, I don't know if you saw that picture. That's enough to turn anybody's stomach. And we are truly living in the days of Lot. We're living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the judgment of God is coming down the pike.
Well, this is what happens when you vacate God from the culture. I mean, we read about this, you know, in ancient, through the ancient writings and scripture, time and again. We have been more than forewarned on this, Phil, and we're absolutely naked. I mean, you know, we just went through a whole month of Pride Month, and of course that's not enough. Now the Pride commercials and everything still continues after June. And America is just kind of shrugging at this. But we're doing this. We're shrugging at this at the expense of our own moral fiber and standing. And this is why we're getting pummeled here. I mean, all you got to look at, you know, between all the sexualization, you and I talked about this, America's become oversexed. And you've got the manifestation of all the sexualization and pedophilia. We've got, pornography that's running rampant, including in the church. I mean, all these sins, that's the thing, just like it was with Israel. It wasn't just confined to a red light district. It ran throughout the entirety of culture, including the churches and institutions that you think, oh, no, there's got to be boundaries there. Oh, no, there wasn't boundaries there. It absolutely invaded, and it became so corrupt that God had no other choice but to finally come in and judge it.
Yeah, and I think that's where we are, honestly. Unless we can figure out how to turn this around with, you know, with a good leadership, or the ultimate goal, and I know we've all said this, is to see a move of God in our nation that changes the moral fiber and the communities in which we live.
It has to, Phil, because how do you combat this? I mean, how do you come again? I keep telling people, this thing blew me away. You saw that professor from Berkeley being interviewed by Josh Hawley, and her response about trans, and that, you know, she felt like, you know, that Josh, because he happened to ask about, you know, about trans getting pregnant, and and what she meant by that. And she goes, well, just the fact that you've asked that question brings violence upon my people, upon the trans people. I mean, this is how insane this has gotten, is that we're putting round pegs in square holes here. And this does not end well. So how do you speak to that, other than, you know, my response is, do you realize what you're saying? You are absolutely being defiant against the laws of nature and nature's God. That's what you're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think the answer is no, they don't, because they're ignorant of everything you just said. They're ignorant of all that is true and honorable and they're godly, and that and they're willfully ignorant. They suppress the truth on righteousness, like Romans 1 tells us.
Exactly. Well, because we get back to that old cycle again, right? So we can do as we darn well please. Really? How has that ever worked well throughout history?
Yeah, it doesn't work at all, Bill. Let's be honest. It had working out, never did work.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith. Stay right here. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are being heavily persecuted by the Taliban. In fact, Afghanistan was recently listed as the number one country for Christian persecution. So many people in that region are hungry for hope. Fortunately, the light of Christ shines the brightest in the darkest places of the world, and the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to continue spreading the gospel in that region and sharing the hope of Christ with those who need it the most. Now that we're broadcasting in the two most prevalent languages in the area, Dari and Pashto, we're able to give even more people access to the good news, opening the door for them to place their hope in Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, along with Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil, the walls have been breached. I mean, we're wide open. I mean, it's, yes, the days of Lot, it's the days of Nehemiah. We're wide open. We don't even know the enemy that is within. You know, we're so focused on what, existential threats. I mean, clearly China, we've been invaded, north, south, east, and west. But, you know, as others had proclaimed, if America falls, it's going to be from the inside out. And here we are. I mean, our foundations are totally ruptured and compromised.
Yeah, it's like the watchman watched the city in vain, you know, unless the Lord watches over the house. This is what the Bible says. And, you know, no fortress is strong if all the gates are open. And right now, from what I can see, all the gates have swung open. And the enemy is rushing in like a storm. And, you know, there are many scriptures. In fact, one that comes to mind is Isaiah 5, where, you know, what God's judgment is just neglect. He said, I'll tell you what I will do. I will break down your walls. I'll cause the rain not to fall on you. And you'll be invaded by wild beasts. And Isaiah 5 is really a commentary, I think, on what's happening in America, is we think, well, God's going to judge it. He is judging it by taking his hand off and by allowing evil to spin out of control. Because sometimes the only way we can learn a lesson from God or understand God's heart is to experience decline and dismay.
Phil, what we fail to understand is, in the book of Genesis, it's quite clear the design that God had for, you know, the planets and for Earth and for us to be fruitful and multiply. These things were already established. They were sanctified, like the law of gravity. It is there. You violate the law of gravity, guess what? You get to realize the consequences. And this is what America needs to understand. Say the America, the world, I mean, the Western world, it is all being impacted, whether, you know, in parts of Europe. Look what's happening with Germany, rolling blackouts. They've disregarded their boundaries. And in England, look what's going on there at every turn. I met some people from Venezuela recently. They'd been here, you know, for about 2 years. And they are sending out warnings. They cannot believe what's going on. They're just saying exactly what happened in Venezuela is what we see happening in America right now, where the boundaries are wide open. People are just allowed to come in. And, you know, there's food shortages. Inflation, I think, is over 1,000% in Venezuela right now. One once robust, wealthy nation like Venezuela, and in a matter of a couple of years, it went to the toilet, to where people today are eating out of the back of trash trucks. That's how bad it is. And people here in America, in the West, can't even begin to fathom, because, you know, as one of my good friends would say, just because that's the way it's always been is sometimes the way you think it always will be. And that's the way Israel thought was the case until they found out differently, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, people don't think things can go downhill quickly, but we're in the process of seeking a permit for our, a pool in our backyard. So we turned the water off in expectation it would be quickly coming. Well, we live in Southern California. Mm. You know how hot it is and dry it is.
Oh, yeah.
It only took,
right.
First of all the grass died. And now even the grass that died is now gone. And some of the, and it's just dirt. And that's
what happened. What happened? What happened? What happened to my grapes? What happened to my grapevines? Those didn't come down, did they?
We got 159 bottles delivered.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So everything else, but okay. Yeah, that's okay. Be still my heart. You start to make me nervous here. I'm thinking maybe the grapevines went down. That's not good. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, I look out there and I think, you know, you wouldn't think it would go down that quickly. And you wouldn't think America, as big as it is, as strong as it's been, could go down that quickly. But it's just like, you know, removing the sprinkler from your backyard. It doesn't take long for things to, you know, to spin out of, completely out of control. And that's what's happening across America today. It's spinning out of control.
Well, you know, you look at the fentanyl that's coming through. 100,000 American children died last year because of China, the cabal between China and Mexico, and the drug runners in the interior of our country that are killing our kids. According to Maria Espinoza, in every state of the Union, one American citizen has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And Joe Biden and Mayorkas and the rest of them could care less, Phil. I mean, How do you do that to your own citizenry, the people that you swore a vow, to protect against all enemies, foreign and domestic? How do you reconcile your vow with the actions that you're allowing to happen to the American people today?
I may have an answer for that. And the answer is, if you can devalue babies and abort them, then you really devalue humans. And so if you devalue humans because they're not created in the image of God, they have no real value other than they pay taxes and they, you know, do jobs for you, then it's really simple to understand this is the lowest form of life that exists when they can disregard human. They don't care about suffering. They can live in their high towers and then they can let criminals go free. There is just the heart of evil right here. This is not bad leadership. This is evil leadership, in my opinion.
Exactly. And, Phil, it's not like there's anything new here. I mean, you know, as the wisest man to walk the earth besides Jesus himself, Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, you know, you mentioned, you go back and you do the study of nations, and we're following the same pattern. You know, the dehumanization, the lack of respect for gender. I mean, genders are being homogenized to such a degree that they're meaningless. I mean, what is that? What's going to happen? You know, already, you know, motherhood doesn't, you know, it's losing its sense of meaning. Fatherhood, you know, we've got to be more sensitive to the trans issues of the day as opposed to what God said clearly was the sexes of male and female, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, and the Bible is so clear. The amazing thing is there are actually people out there who say, well, I'm a Christian homosexual. I said, well, okay, let's take that apart. Are you saying that God approves of it? Are you saying you're struggling with that sin and trying to work your way out of it? Because those are two big different things. One, one says, hey, I'm human, I'm struggling, but I have faith in God. The other one says, no, the Bible's not valid. Or I reinterpret what it says. The Bible is about as clear on this subject as it could possibly get. All you got to do is read Romans chapter 1. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. Just read that. Don't go anywhere else. Read that one, see what it says, and then ask yourself, do I believe this is the Word of God? If you don't, then don't even worry about it. Just go do what you want to do, because without authority in your life, it's like a country without a, like America without a constitution. It doesn't really matter if we don't have one. It's valid. It's just all things are lawful.
Well, exactly. And you become your own God, essentially, is what happens. You pull the thread. And what goes along with that thread? You know, now you've opened the door to all this, you know, this debasement of humanity and these institutions that are so critical that God, again, going back to like the law of gravity, God instituted these institutions in such a way, sanctified these institutions so that they would work for our good. You debase them, you get rid of them, and what happens? It implodes on itself, and this is what's going on right now, to your point, what you said when we first started talking.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like I say, things accelerate as they move down the hill. You know, you put a snowball, start pushing it down the hill. There's actually acceleration happening here because this thing is building momentum. And what we're doing is we're building momentum in the realm of evil. And to our point earlier, you know, the demons have showed up in force because they found an easy place.
Right. Well, as you say, it picks up momentum. It also picks up mass. So this is where, you know, as Jesus said, it's going to be worse than it was when you first started, because it just you start attracting more and more evil. Right. That's the point of all this. I mean, and ladies and gentlemen, this is why right there where the rubber meets the road, why I can't trust myself. And why I hang on to the garment of Jesus constantly, because in and of myself, I'm incapable of doing this. This is why We need Christ and we need God in this country now more than ever. Phil Hotzenfiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church. Thank you, Phil. Take care. God bless.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah. I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. Karen Sierra is going to be joining us in just a moment. She is a dentist. She's the host of Be Latina, a former star of The Real Housewives of Miami. And she's got lots of great things to talk about, especially when it comes to your smile. You know, because this summer, the most essential and attractive accessory you will need is a radiant smile. And Dr. Sierra, she's a celebrity dentist and star of The Real Housewives of Miami, as I mentioned, season two, and she knows firsthand the importance of clean teeth and an oral health routine. Between her professional career and her life on camera, Corrent is always in the public eye and knows how to put her best face forward. Dr. Sierra, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
So happy to be here, Bill. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Hey, I always appreciate talking about, a healthy smile, oral health. I mean, this is so important. This is something that you kind of caught on and understood how significant this was at an early age, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. Even before I even thought I would become a dentist, the first thing I always focused on were somebody's smile, whether they were older or younger. I always focused on their teeth, on their smile, if they had a healthy smile or if they didn't. It was always my first go-to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you noticed at an early age, and so as you started connecting the dots, you're going, wait a minute, there's, before you even thought of becoming a dentist, you realize that this was important, and then you figure, well, if you're noticing this, then you have to do something about your own smile, right?
Absolutely, and that's why, I try to always take care of my teeth, because it's a representation of what I believe in. And obviously, having ugly teeth, being a dentist is probably not the best example to set.
No, right, exactly. It's not like a lot of people are going to want your advice if you've got a problem with your own smile, right? That's your first form of advertisement.
That is true. That is true. And that's why it's so important for me to educate people, because a lot of people, I'm always noticing either it's a healthy smile, or I'm noticing other patients that definitely could improve their at-home routine. And it's my duty to be able to educate them of how important it is to have good, healthy oral care, oral care habits at home.
It's not that difficult, is it?
It really isn't, whether it's throughout the regular part of the year or now in the summer. I know that our regular schedules are disrupted because maybe the kids are out of school or you're vacationing, but it's a matter of keeping things as a habit, and working out, we eat healthy, but true wellness includes every single part of the body. And for me, obviously, of prime importance is our mouth. So, just recently I learned some research from Listerine that shows how effective actually Listerine Coolant has been. And I'm excited to share with you how rinsing can actually help and improve your oral health.
Right. And rinsing is part of these three essential steps that you remind everybody, these three essential steps to achieving a radiant, healthy smile. So let's, you mentioned Listerine, and rinsing is so key. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about the other two aspects of these three essential steps as well. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You already know that brushing and flossing are key. It's something that you're being reminded of either by your parents, yourself, or every time you visit the dentist and get a clean from your hygienist. So we've been saying this your whole life, but there's new data and reiterates how important that third step actually is, which is rinsing. Actually, squishing with Listerine mouthwash is essential. And all it takes is I tell my patients, 30 seconds a day, twice a day, only 30 seconds, in addition to killing the germs that cause the bad breath, the plaque, the gingivitis. New research shows that Listerine Coolant antiseptic mouthwash also destroys 5 times more plaque above the gum line than just floss alone. So imagine, if you're only flossing, you're not getting to all that germs and plaque that you can't see. So that's why it's so important to have a perfect trio.
Yes.
The brushing, the flossing, and the rinsing with Listerine.
Yeah, especially with the rinsing, because, your mouth, it feels fresher. Everything tastes fresher. It's just a great way, to finish off your oral health regimen, right?
Absolutely. I even notice that sometimes I can brush my teeth for the recommended 2 minutes, I'll even floss, but after I'm like, okay, something's missing. And it's not until I actually get to rinse those 30 seconds. Okay, I'm awake. I'm ready to go. I know that I will feel confident and having good breath.
Mm-hmm. As a dentist, you recommend brushing at least twice a day, right? And so what time is best? What's the best time to brush?
Well, I always recommend 3 times a day. But when you ask me that question is what time is best, it's every single time you eat. If you eat 3 times a day, then you want to make sure you brush and you floss and you rinse 3 times a day. So always think of that. Every time you're putting something into your mouth, if it's not removed adequately, all that bacteria will accumulate in your mouth and create plaque and eventually will create diseases. So the best way to remember it, if you've eaten, make sure you floss. I always tell my patients, minimum of 3 times a day, try to get in the routine of taking a little bottle of Listerine, some toothpaste and a toothbrush to your work, place of business, or your school. And after you go to, you're having lunch, just run into the bathroom and do a quick oral health, routine. And that will prevent you from having any problems and maintaining a beautiful smile forever.
Exactly. I know the adults listening, they say, well, what about coffee and red wine? How much of a problem is that with the dental health care?
Well, It will definitely create a lot more stains. Coffee, red wine, even tea. People say, oh, I don't drink coffee, I'll drink tea. Tea, in, you know, on a daily basis will eventually stain the teeth and anything that we eat. And that's why I'm always reminding patients, if you have a chance, if you can't brush at that moment, then at least swish with water. Do something so you can at least clean, you know, the bacteria that's inside the mouth. But obviously water alone will not do the trick. And you have to try to get that trio as a habit. As, you know, literally there's travel size. Toothbrush, travel size, flosses, travel size, Listerine, Coleman bottles. You know, try to get into the habit of carrying it in your purse or in your wallet or in your suitcase. So if you're traveling for long periods of time, you could always feel better by yourself and obviously maintain better oral health.
Don't you love the doctor? She's in the house. She wants us all to have radiant smiles. Dr. Karen Sierra, celebrity dentist, star of The Real Housewives of Miami Season 2. How about some quick do's and don'ts? We got a couple of minutes left here.
Well, the most important thing is just brush every single time. I have patients sometimes ask me, oh, can I have a soda? And I tell them, you can have 10 sodas as long as you brush after every soda. It's the people that have this soda can in their workplace and they drink and they sip throughout all day that's going to cause more damage. So always remember that, you know, if the plaque is left untreated, it will create a lot of severe issues. So make sure that your brush is flossing. And remember that rinsing five times more reduction of bacteria and plaque. And you can visit Listerine.com for more healthy tips on how to keep a beautiful smile.
Speaking of floss, I didn't get a chance to ask you, why is flossing so important?
Well, flossing is important because it's kind of like cleaning the sides of the teeth that you can't access with your actual toothbrush. Because imagine the sides of the teeth that butt up once against another. So the only way to do it is by actually flossing. And then what actually the Listerine Coolmint Antiseptic Mouthwash rinses and cleans the areas that you can't reach with floss or brush alone.
Well, Dr. Sierra, two more quick questions. Some misconceptions people have about oral health, and where can they go for more information?
Okay, misconceptions is they are downplaying the importance of oral health. So they have to remember how important it is. It's not just health, you know, healthy muscles, healthy bones, but also your teeth as well. And you can definitely go visit Listerine.com for a lot of healthy tips and how to maintain wonderful oral hygiene. Thank you so much.
Karen Sierra, Dr. Celebrity Dentist and star of The Real Housewives of Miami. You're absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for sharing these great tips so all of us can enjoy a radiant smile just like you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing.
Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, a lot of people looking for revival, and I say go ahead and be the revival, you know, a revival of one. And as we've discussed many times, of course, it all starts with repentance. It's God's clear solution to this. And as noted in Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, it starts with his people. You know, as Phil Hotzenpiller was saying earlier, there are some people that just don't get it. I mean, they don't understand. And I got to say to you, it grieves me to think. And it's not like this idea that, oh, we're so much better than somebody else because we get it and you don't. For people who do understand and get it, they get it because of the grace of God. And they understand it's not anything that they do. Adam Holtz is with us. He, of course, is the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, I wanted to bring you on here, especially for this particular topic, because less people think that there's something, you know, I don't know, just super special about Christians, you know, about what we do. It's not about what we do. It's about what God has done and is finishing in each of us. And our prayer is that all would be would come to that realization that it is God and that God wants the best of his creation. But clearly there are some people, and we saw this last week at on the Hill when Josh Hawley was interviewing. I keep bringing this up because I think it was just so remarkable that you have a professor from Berkeley and how she was so defiant about godly principles, about God himself. And she spoke so freely and kind of with a rather defiant attitude. And I thought, wow, how sad that a professor at Berkeley would speak in such a way that was very disrespectful toward the God of the universe, because my thought was is that what you're saying defiantly is flat out against the laws of nature and nature's God. So what you're saying about the whole trans community and your theories about trans people, that's something between you and God. And I'm sorry. I'll pray for you. I pray that you get wisdom, but that's something that you have to bring to God, not me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think one of the core worldview issues of our time is, am I or are we as humans going to be the center of our worldview, or is God going to be the center of our worldview? And even when we decide to put God in the center, you and I know, Bill, as you were just talking, that's not something that just magically happens. That's an ongoing process of, I think paradoxically, the closer someone gets to God in relationship to him, the more realization you have of your own fallenness and how desperately
exactly
you need him.
Right.
But when we put ourselves at the center, I think that we see it throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you
right
going to serve the living God, or are you going to serve yourself? And when we persistently and defiantly, to use your word, choose to have a perspective that is solely based on ourselves, that error is just going to get magnified, right? And the consequences become magnified. And I think what we have seen in our culture is that as we have rejected God at the center, the fruit of that has just been increasing confusion about things that even 20 years ago you wouldn't have thought anybody would be confused about. What is a woman doesn't seem like a trick question, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a gotcha question.
Right.
If you said, what's the Pythagorean theorem? For me, at least, that would be a gotcha question. I have no idea, right? But
I only know it because at times when the kids come to me and that's their question,
or whatever they're dealing with. The quadratic equation might be a better one.
Right, exactly.
And all of that to say that when we, as a culture, willfully and willingly reject truth, we become blinded. And Scripture says God turns you over to your blindness. And so I think
to your own wisdom. Like good luck. Yeah, right. We know how that works out. Well, like you said, what's at that center, And if you're at the center, you're a round peg in a square hole. Because
right.
God has already designed it in such a way that he's at the center. When he's at the center, it goes well for us. If he's anything but the center, then it can't be sustainable. And this is where we are right now, which is consistent with the history of man. We've done this time and time again. In
right.
the book of Judges, we read time and again, they began to see things according to their own eyes. And
yep.
here we are right now. We are the manifestation of that part of Judges, that we're seeing things according to our own eyes. We make up our own definition of what the sexes is. We make up our own definition of what life is all about and how it should be respected or disrespected or not even counted at all. We make up our own minds that now we're going to serve the God of technology, not the God who created it all, right? So it just goes on, and which each step that takes us further and further from God, it likens us to empires in the past that did
yes.
not end well. The suffering, you see right now where nations right now are suffering because of food shortage, or you see what's happening in Ukraine, and I'm going, you have no idea. That is a mere symbol and a forecast of things yet to come, like what we experienced. And you think we'd know better in the 20th century after two world wars and millions, hundreds of millions of people dead as a result. And here we are. We're playing with that idea and concept once again, defying gravity, thinking that, gravity doesn't exist until we find out it does.
Well, it does. I think that the scriptures commend us to passing on our belief to the next generations. And there's that command to remember. because as sinful humanoids, we're so prone to forgetting.
Exactly.
You know, and it doesn't even take very long, right? I mean,
yeah.
I was alive in the 70s. I remember the inflation in the 70s. That was not that long ago. But, you know, there are decisions being made as if it never happened. I'm like, how could you lose track of some of these basic lessons? And that's just, you know, that's a political example, obviously, but there are cultural examples all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, with our technology, the irony is we have access to the history of the world. And, yeah, sure, you may get a biased search result. Obviously, there are issues there. But we've never had more access to information. And yet we seem to be history illiterate. You know, as a culture, we're only living in this moment and we're forgetting what's come before. And like you said, it's not like it was 500 years ago, right? I mean, we're talking within the last 100 years, a lot of really bad things have happened that we ought to be able to remember that we seem to struggle to remember.
Well, and the thing is, we're realizing again how important leadership is. You know, when the children of Israel had the option, I mean, here was God was their leader, and they said, you know, that's okay, but we want a fellow humanoid. We want somebody who we can touch and feel and see. And God warned them, said, hey, look at this. This is what's going to happen to you. They're going to take you're going to take the tithe. They're going to take your children. They're going to take the best of your land. It's just the nature of leadership. This is what they do. So no big surprise, even in a democratic republic that we supposedly live in, that we see being deteriorated right before our eyes, that this is what the elites have done. They take the best of our money without, you know, with impunity. And they steal from us. They lie. They cheat, and they get away with it. And it's like, okay, you know, and the public is because of politics or whatever it is. They think, okay, well, this is just it. But what's happening is more and more, and which is concerning, is that people are losing faith. They're losing faith in these institutions.
Right.
And this is very dangerous because, you know, whether we're talking about law enforcement or whatever, I mean, you're going to start having the rise of vigilantism. People are going to go, heck no, I'm not giving up my gun. I need to protect myself. And if you're going to allow some knucklehead to go running around wreaking havoc, killing my kids, well, you know, it ain't going to happen on my watch, you know.
Right. No, I think that's exactly right. And then I think, unfortunately, we move toward violence and we move toward chaos. You know, there was a book written, I'm not going to get the date right, 60s, 70s. Chinua Achebe wrote a book about Africa. I read it in college, and I'm forgetting what the country was, but it was a particular country he was looking at. And the name of the book was Things Fall Apart.
Yeah.
And I think, again, our founders' understanding of the Constitution was an understanding that was predicated on that we have a shared moral and spiritual vision.
Yes.
And that we understand that without God, things fall apart. And
exactly.
That's where we're at in many ways.
Well, look at God still loves us.
Yes.
He's a redeeming God. And the prescription is clear. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, they'll pray. They come to God, ask for forgiveness. And boy, I'll tell you, we need God's for forgiveness, and we need humility if we're going to get on the other side of this. If not, Adam, what lies before us right now, I mean, you see all the signs. You know, starvation is right on the horizon, lawlessness on the horizon. We've known in cultures past that has resulted in hundreds of thousands of people dying.
Yeah.
God forbid that that would be part of our generation's history and something we would hand off to the next. Adam Holtz, appreciate it, buddy. God bless. Thank you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.